Yeah, let's turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. There is a movement on, and we're kind of, I guess, more secluded. We're not near a big city, and we're not involved in a big college. So sometimes we're kind of removed from some of the things that are going on out there. But there is a movement going on in once independent Baptist churches to get back into the Southern Baptist Convention. And as I mentioned to you some weeks ago, well-known men like John R. Rice, Lee Robertson, Jack Hiles, there was a number of preachers of yesteryear that were once in the Southern Baptist Convention and came out of it because of assorted liberalism in it and so on. And of course, names like Billy Graham, Southern Baptist, well known, but going way back to the 1950s, began in California, began to cooperate with Catholics. And that, although Billy Graham has been able to give the gospel, maybe to more people than ever heard it by any other one man because of TV and his crusades. Because of his cooperation, has confused a great number of people. This sounds strange, but the safest place to have heard Billy Graham was on TV. Because if you went to a crusade and you went forward, when you went forward, they would ask you, "What is your church affiliation?" And if you says, "I'm a Catholic,"